Lesson 3, Section 1, Task 1. I don't see it that way.
Hello, sir. What can I do for you?
Hi. I have this cassette player here that I bought about 6 months ago, and it just ruined 4 of my favorite cassettes.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
So I wanted you to fix it. I'm sure it'll be no problem,
Your
right?
sales slip, please?
Yeah, here it is.
I'm sorry, sir. Your warranty's expired.
Well, it ran out 10 days ago, but I'm sure that you'll fix the machine for free because the machine was obviously defective when
I bought it. I'm sorry, sir. Your warranty has run out. There's nothing I can do.
No, I didn't drop it off a building or anything. I mean, what difference can 10 days make?
Sir,
I mean,
I'm sorry. We have the 6-month rule for a reason.
Well,
we can't make an exception for
bit.
You, then we'll have to make an exception for everybody.
Well,
you could say
look,
it's only a month. It's only 2 months, sir. I'm sorry.
Worth
it's
of
too
tapes.
Late.
It actually ate the tapes. I mean, they're destroyed.
Well,
I
sir, you knew when your warranty ran out. You should have brought it in before. It was guaranteed
look,
for 6 months. I'm sorry.
Paying
there's nothing
for
I
this
can
is
do.
Adding insult to injury. I mean, surely you're going to make good on this cassette player. It's a good cassette player, but it's just defective.
Well,
I mean,
sir,
I can't
I'm sorry.
Pay for
you should
this.
Have brought it in earlier.
But surely you won't hold me to 10
sir, the
days
rules
on
are
this.
The rules. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do.
You know, Brian, it doesn't look like you've vacuumed the living room or cleaned the bathroom.
No, I haven't. Ugh. I had the worst day. I am so tired. Look, I promise I'll do it this weekend.
Listen, I know the feeling. I'm tired, too. But I came home and I did my share of the housework. I mean, that's the agreement, right?
All right. We agreed. I'll do it in a minute.
Come on. Don't be that way. You know,
what?
I shouldn't have to ask you to do anything. I mean, we both work, we both live in the house. We agreed that housework is both of our responsibility. I don't like to have to keep reminding you about it. It makes me feel like an old nag or something.
Sometimes you are an old nag.
Oh, look, great!
No, it's just that I don't notice when things get dirty like you do. Look, all you have to do is tell me, and I'll do it.
No, I don't want to be put in that position. I mean, you can see dirt as well as I can. Otherwise, I mean, that puts all the responsibility on me.
It's just that cleanliness is not a high priority with me. There are other things I would much rather do. Besides, the living room floor does not look that dirty.
Brian.
Okay, a couple crumbs.
Mr. Weaver, I have been with this company now for 5 years, and I've always been very loyal to the company, and I feel that I've worked quite hard here, and I've never been promoted. It's getting to the point now in my life where, you know, I need more money. I would like to buy a car, I'd like to start a family, and maybe buy a house, all of which is impossible with the current salary you're paying me.
Bob, I know you've been with the company for a while, but raises here are based on merit, not on length of employment. Now, you do your job adequately, but you don't do it well enough to deserve a raise at this time. Now, I've told you before, to earn a raise, you need to take more initiative and show more enthusiasm for the job. For instance, maybe find a way to make the office run more efficiently.
All right, maybe I could show a little more enthusiasm. I still think that I work hard here. But a company does have at least an obligation to pay its employees enough to live on. And the salary I'm getting here isn't enough. I mean, rents are rising, the price of food is going up, inflation is high, and I can barely cover my expenses.
Bob, again, I pay people what they're worth to the company now, not what they think they need to live on comfortably. If you did that, the company would go out of business.
Yes, but I have been here for 5 years, and I have been very loyal. And it's absolutely necessary for me to have a raise, or I cannot justify keeping this job anymore.
Well, that's a decision you'll have to make for yourself, Bob.